Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Leading off today, Apple has introduced a new business offering called Apple Business Essentials that combines device management, 24/7 phone support for IT and end users, business iCloud storage, and an option for on-site repairs for businesses of up to 500 employees. Apple Business Essentials is basically a new subscription service for the company that enables IT departments to configure settings for apps and individual users when employees sign in to their business or personal device with their work credentials. The Collections feature automatically pushes key settings such as VPN configurations and Wi-Fi information. Furthermore, the new Apple Business Essentials application will be installed on each employee's device. This is where they can download corporate App Store applications assigned to them and access a dedicated iCloud account for work, providing simple and secure storage, backup, and collaboration. There's also a new AppleCare Plus for Business Essentials option that adds 24/7 access to phone support for both IT teams and end users. End users can initiate repairs directly from the Apple Business Essentials application, and an Apple-trained technician will come on-site in as little as 4 hours to complete the repair. This is basically Apple's way of combining all of its enterprise services into one subscription platform and making it easier for IT departments and the end user. And the plans can be customized to support each user with up to 3 devices and up to 2 terabytes of iCloud storage. We've got a ton more details on Apple Business Essentials at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple has released the second beta of iOS 15.2, and in addition to the new child safety features we talked about yesterday, the update also includes a handful of other changes as well. One of these new features is called Legacy Contact. Originally announced at WWDC in June, this week's release of iOS 15.2 adds the new Legacy Contact feature for when you die. The Digital Legacy program from Apple allows you to designate people as legacy contacts so they can access your account and your personal information in the event of your death. Apple explains that the person you designate as your legacy contact will be able to access the data stored in your account, including photos, messages, notes, files, contacts, calendar events, and apps you've downloaded. The data will not include your iCloud keychain information or any licensed media. Another change in iOS 15.2 is that the Apple TV application has gotten some much-needed interface improvements. The TV app on the iPad now features a dedicated sidebar that replaces the tab bar at the bottom of the screen. This sidebar makes it easy to switch between different sections of the application, including things like TV Plus Originals, your library, and Watch Now. iOS 15.2 also adds a new option to enable the Find My application to locate items that can track you. There's a new Unknown Items feature that will search for Find My-enabled items nearby, and the goal here is to make it easier for users to locate items that are nearby that aren't theirs and could be used for tracking. You can find our full coverage of everything new in iOS 15.2 Beta 2 at the link in the show notes below. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail for Mac. Now is a great time to take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing application for macOS. Email marketing is one of the best ways to grow your business and to build customer relationships, and Direct Mail makes it easy to get started. Unlike the competition, Direct Mail is built specifically for the Mac, not a web browser. This means you can create and send your email campaigns in half the time by taking advantage of all of the Mac technologies that you've grown to love. There's no more fumbling around with slow and clunky tools based on the web. Direct Mail comes with a huge library of attractive and customizable templates that look great on all devices, And if you ever need help, its customer service is staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can save 10% off all full feature plans by heading to directmailmac.com/9TO5 or hit the link in the show notes to learn more. Rounding out today, Apple's request for a delay in the Epic versus Apple legal battle has been denied. The judge in the case ruled late on Tuesday night that Apple must comply with her previous order for a December deadline. That will mean Apple must allow developers to add buttons, external links, or other calls to actions to direct users to third-party payment platforms. During a virtual hearing on Tuesday, Apple argued that it would be exceedingly complicated to make the ordered changes to the App Store by the required December 9th deadline. Apple's attorney argued that it will take months to figure out the engineering, economic, business, and other issues related to such changes. But meanwhile, Epic argued that Apple's request for a delay was nothing more than a tactic, and Judge Rogers seems to side with Epic's interpretation of Apple's request. The judge said that Apple failed to prove that making these changes to the App Store would be exceedingly complicated or lead to any, quote, devastation. So with this ruling in mind, it technically means that Apple will be forced to make the App Store changes by December 9th. But Apple has already said that it plans to appeal the ruling against its request for a delay. In a statement, the company said, quote, Apple believes that no additional business changes should be required to take effect until all appeals in this case are resolved. We intend to ask the Ninth Circuit for a stay based on these circumstances, end quote. So while it stands right now that Apple will have to make the changes by December 9th, Apple's plans to file an appeal could ultimately still force a delay. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.